right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 456. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. As always, we are joined by a man who also stayed away from E3 due to fear of imitators, Wombat.
That's true. Although I got pictures sent from Shipwreck of people that did look like me.
Holy cow, yeah. That one guy, he was wearing the same polo shirt that you wore that day.
Yeah, no, it was weird. I even showed it to my wife. She goes, that's weird. So, what can you do? I have a doppelganger that stole my pass.
There's enough people at E3 that there's a doppelganger for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty confident.
There's only like six of you there every year, Cheapy.
That's a lot.
And only like four at the Pactor party. I walk up to the wrong tall, bald dude at least once every Pactor party is, because it's just jam-packed, and I just see bald head over there.
Phil Spencer?
Yeah, it's usually either Phil Spencer or I don't know who the other dude is. But
janitor.
There's another one of you out there.
Awesome. All right, well, welcome to the show, everybody. I hope everybody enjoyed that, four and a half hour CAGcast last week. I didn't look at the stats, so I don't know exactly how many of you enjoyed it or not. But that was a lot of show right there.
That's why this week's show is going to be jam-packed with a lot less.
I haven't read anything because I was away this weekend, and I was supposed to not be reading gaming news because it was our anniversary, and we went on a little resort spa weekend.
How was it?
It was really nice. Well, first we dropped off Ty at... To get on the bus to go to sleepaway camp for 2 weeks, so we were kicking that off, beforehand, which was fun. Ty seemed fine. I got a little sad, but we went to this place in the Poconos. It was really nice. It was like an all inclusive spa, but it was small, and they have all these different classes. I sent you a screenshot of one of the. Of the class schedule, right? You saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? Remember what was on the schedule?
I saw when lunch and dinner was.
No, there was an important thing that was just for you. You didn't pick that out?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Shipwreck, you didn't pick
lunch,
that out?
Lunch and dinner. That seemed like that was for Wombat.
Yeah, that seems like what I would be interested in. And ping pong, what?
No, there was a class called power napping.
Oh, I like that class.
This was like, they had yoga classes. You know, like hard ones, but they also had power napping and meditation where you basically just lie down and a woman talks to you for 50 minutes and then you fall asleep at some point and then wake up at the end.
So it's like that ASMR stuff.
What's that mean?
You never listened to any of those videos?
Ask the mouth, what?
No, ASMR.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, next, after the show, go onto YouTube and search it, and then put on headphones and listen.
Right. I was just trying to stay awake, but I couldn't. Anyway, it was
nice.
That's
the whole point.
You get all they have nice meals, and everything's included, so you don't have to worry about that. And it's only like 30, 40 rooms in the place, so it was like a really cool size. There were deer just like walking around the place. So you saw my deer selfie. Probably.
I thought that was like in your backyard or something.
There's no deer around here in my backyard.
Okay. I was going to say there aren't deer in this county.
There's too many people here.
Mm-hmm.
And they would all be hit by cars.
Deer. If you need deer, I'm sure there's one just standing outside in my backyard right now.
Well, I believe it. It was nice though. There were no kids allowed at this place. I forgot to mention that. That was a big, I don't think I've ever been to a place like that. I don't know, ever. You know what's interesting about no kids allowed that you don't think about?
Everyone's naked.
No, it's not that type of place. Hot tubs, okay? Usually hot tubs at like a hotel or something, they have
not
to take...
Not full of semen, but here.
So much semen. They don't even need to use chlorine because there's just so much semen, it just kills everything. I don't know. No, because they don't have to worry about kids... drowning in hot tubs, you can do kind of cool things like have the jets set up super strong so they really blast you, or they have waterfalls coming down, and the waterfall massages your head and shoulders.
So you're saying that when you were in the hot tub, you enjoyed being blasted in the face?
Back of the head, actually.
Okay.
Face would be bad. It was, but you had a massage on demand from this water that was falling down from the ceiling, basically. It was great. And you couldn't have that if kids were allowed, because it's too powerful. It would push them under and they would freak out. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Also, no one's yelling, running around and nice. Screaming, which is nice.
Yeah. I had a weekend without the kids too, so I can pseudo relate.
So less yelling.
Less yelling, yeah. We only had one night, but we enjoyed it. So we went to a cool place. We went to a really cool bar. But you don't drink, so I don't think you'd really enjoy it very much.
Do they have ping pong or foosball?
No, it's not that kind of bar. It's in Rockville Center, and it's called Cork and Kerry. And on the outside, it just looks like a historic landmark house. And the sign, it has like a historical landmark sign in front of it. And then there's just a small sign in the window that says museum gift shop opens at 4. But there's no sign for the bar. It looks like a museum from the outside.
Secret bar.
Exactly. It's a secret bar.
These are called speakeasies.
Exactly. It's a speakeasy. And it's cool. And they gave me really good drinks.
Secret bar.
We had
bar.
A good time. Secret bar. So if you ever want to go to the secret bar, we could go. Maybe when Shipwreck comes to town, I'll take him to the secret bar.
Nice.
They had a whole long beer menu. I'm like, Shipwreck likes beer. Maybe we'll take him here.
So wait, I forgot. You said the ping pong table was excellent or outstanding? Which one?
Actually, well, they are planning on like doing stuff in the back of the house, in the backyard. So who knows? Maybe they'll add a ping pong table for you.
I can recommend a table for them.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
If they need a recommendation.
We also went to a French restaurant and had escargot and steak frites, but there was no ping pong table there either.
Nobody read any gaming news this week, so you're really only going to hear about our trips.
I took a trip as well, without a kid.
Well, that's right. You went to Dallas?
That was last week.
Is that not what we're talking about?
I talked about that.
Oh, wow.
Now, this is beautiful Ashland, Kentucky.
Home of the world. How far away is that from where you are?
It's about 2.5 hours. It's... Ashland, Kentucky is like a sister city to Huntington, West Virginia. So it's in that region. But my friend Jason Isbell was playing in Cincinnati when we were out at E3. So this was the closest concert. So we went and saw him in Ashland, Kentucky.
Nice.
It was a really nice venue. It was like an old theater style venue.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. A little choked up about it. It was a good concert.
The water went into my lungs.
Does he give a bad concert?
No, this one was like, since I've been watching his shows forever, like, I don't know, since we were in college.
I was going to say at least 20 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I would say the production value has steadily increased. It's surprising.
That's
like,
good.
Winning Grammys seems to like help your, like, who wants to work on your stuff, your setups and everything. So yeah, it was good. There was also Ashland, Kentucky was home to an interesting store right next to our hotel. It was a place called Superheroes. And the font looks like they just straight up, for whatever reason, stole the Skylanders font and just okay. changed it to say Superheroes. So this place, it's a comic book shop. Like your standard comic book shop has both the new stuff, the old stuff, and all the like figures and everything. An ice cream parlor, hand-dipped ice cream.
Okay, I'm on board.
All the ice creams are named after superheroes.
Okay, I'm still on board.
And a custom t-shirt shop. You can have t-shirts made.
Did you make any t-shirts? Yes.
I didn't make any t-shirts.
Did you eat any ice cream?
I could have, I guess, taken an ice cream cone with me to the concert because it was right before we were going to the concert. But
you roll in there with an ice cream cone?
Yeah.
And your custom-made t-shirt that says Ayatollah Asahola on it?
But I'd never seen that combo of stores before. Putting an ice cream shop inside a comic book shop seems like the worst idea ever.
Right.
I don't know.
How about a fireworks store in there, too?
Well, it is Kentucky. I think every store is a fireworks store.
We passed a lot of fireworks stores on the way there. yeah. So, also, we ate at a place called Fat Patty's that had really good burgers. Justin McElroy told me which one to get. So,
which one did you get?
I got the Vampire Killer.
Garlic?
A lot of garlic. It was delicious. Our waitress was also fantastic. Carrie. Hi, Carrie. She sounded exactly like Miley Cyrus.
Singing or just talking?
Just talking.
Voice.
The Miley Cyrus voice.
Rather cool.
Yeah. Like, that must be... Is that where Billy Ray is from? Like, is that where Miley grew up originally? Because I didn't know where that accent came from. But... Yeah, but I think it had to have come from this region as well. Because that's not a Nashville accent that she has.
I honestly don't know.
No. I don't know.
I'll take your word for it, though.
There were posters and like signed stuff from Billy Ray inside the theater that we were at. So.
Ah, so that makes me think
there was a heavy Cyrus like quotia when we were there.
You do realize I'm now Googling Billy Ray Cyrus to see where he
was
born.
That was the whole reason I was talking about this. Just to see how long it would take you to start looking up Billy Ray Cyrus facts.
Oh, how dare you. Billy Ray Cyrus. He was born in Flatwoods, Kentucky.
That's probably close.
It's got to be close. Yeah.
All right. How about some show feedback from last week?
Sure, I'm going to read it all in one clip because it all goes together. What, is that a problem for you?
No, okay. No, it's a lot of reading in one clip.
Okay. Cambot has to say, Wombat is on point regarding E3. This may be the most low-key E3 I can remember from a public perspective. I had to manually look up news just to hear what was happening. Aries Dog has to say, Wombat summed up my sentiments about E3 too. From June 16th, my Facebook page, and he wrote an article about, confession, this year's E3 kind of bored me. Sure, there are games I want to play, but nothing blew me away. Edaburger has to say, I also have to agree with Wombat 100% about E3. I struggled to care, and there didn't seem to be any wow moments. And Encendido 5 had to say, I agree with Wombat on E3. It definitely wasn't really on anyone's front page other than gaming sites, of course. So, and that's not a small snippet of comments. I mean, there just weren't that many comments on the show, which also may say something about this year's E3. But that was 20% of the comments.
It also said something to Cheapy not putting it on the front page.
Oh.
What? I didn't put what didn't I put on the front page?
Last week's show.
This week's show? I thought it was. No. Oh, well, way to go, Cheapy. Way to ruin it for everyone.
It's on. Oh. Right, I forgot. Well, I was on vacation.
Yeah, it's fine.
Right. Yes. It's cool.
It was on the thingy on top.
Yes, but most people agree with me. This year's E3 was a total dud.
Wow. Yeah, well, it was sort of, I guess it was sort of a buzzkill when Microsoft announces the new console and then another new console, but with no real details. You know, like you get a lot of details on the one that's coming out soon and then kind of no details on the one that's coming out.
I don't think that's it at all. I mean, yes, hardware is definitely a big wow factor thing. And that didn't really make the mainstream press like it might have in the past with a real console launch, so to speak. But there were no wow games. There just wasn't. There wasn't that showpiece game that USA Today was going to pick up.
Zelda is it, right?
Yeah, Zelda was it.
Right, just because everybody knows Zelda, not because it was blowing people away with its tree physics. Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Steven Spielberg going to play Titanfall.
Right. Steven Spielberg play Zelda? Anybody got confirmation on that?
I don't know.
Did he show up? That really decides. Right. If Steven Spielberg is there, then that means it's a good E3. If he's not there.
I didn't even see Vern Troyer there this year.
No. It is easy to miss him. He's still alive.
Wow, he outlived David Bowie? That's crazy.
Well, he's younger.
Sure.
All right. Watch this, bitches. You guys don't watch Game of Thrones, so what good are you, really?
Not. I watched the new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang. Does that count?
No, it doesn't count. It has nothing to do with Game of Thrones, as far as I know.
No, it doesn't, but I like that show.
Right. Game of Thrones finale was good, but there were, you know, needed more zombies. That's my spoiler-free review. Kind of read this, bitches?
I've been reading the first volume of Sex Criminals.
Are you allowed to read that?
I think so.
It sounds like you're not allowed to read that.
I didn't ask my wife.
Oh, she doesn't know? That seems like she might. She should know that, I think.
I think she'd be fine with it.
Okay.
It's the Matt Fraction, Chip Zdarsky comic. You're familiar with this, right, Wombat?
Mm-hmm.
So to give Cheapy the synopsis of what this comic is about, there is a girl and a guy that realize that anytime they orgasm, that time around them stops and they can do whatever they want during that time until they become like ready to have another orgasm, and then it goes back into real time.
Okay, I have questions.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a couple?
It's a couple, they have to, they each have the same power. Like they discover, okay, like they both had this beforehand, and then all of a sudden they just happen to have sex together and were freaked out that both of them were still, like, they didn't stop.
Got it. Usually the one person is used to having it happen, but not the other.
Right.
So, like, what if they jerk off in a closet or something? Does that stop time?
That totally counts.
Wow. And how long do you stop time for?
Until you're ready to be sexually aroused again. At least that's how the dude works. I don't remember how I don't know that it's gone into details on the...
This is not a Marvel comic, right?
No, this is another Image, I believe, comic. Okay.
All right, go on.
That's pretty much the gist of it. So they figure out that they should rob a bank, basically, with this power, as anyone would tend to do.
Sure.
So I'm only through the first volume, but yeah, it's enjoyable. You don't want to read it in a public space, I would say.
No. No, you don't.
But it's Chip Zdarsky I might be saying that name correctly. Probably not. He also works on Howard the Duck, and Matt Fraction is the guy who did all the good Hawkeye stuff recently.
Yep. I'm a big fan of his Hawkeye stuff.
So I think this is one that you would enjoy, Cheapy.
All right. But just don't let anybody see you reading it.
Probably not Ty. There's gonna be a lot of explanation if Ty picks up this book.
And maybe don't ask at the library for it.
I mean, you could go in the library and say, excuse me, do you have any sex criminals here?
All right. How about new releases? There are some notable new releases this week.
Mm-hmm. A handful. A couple.
I picked up Lego Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Have you started it yet?
I have not.
I heard it's very good.
I'm very much looking forward to it. Mrs. Shipwreck was just at work way too late last night and then was tired. And it's one of those games. I can't start that game without her.
I completely understand that. My copy hasn't shown up yet, so we'll talk about it next week, I guess.
I feel like that's going to be a lot of the theme of the new releases this week, because I also was sent a code for Prison Architect.
Nice.
I got it for Xbox One. It's also out on PlayStation 4. I know that's been out for PC for a while, and I think it's generally well-regarded, so I'm looking forward to trying that.
Let me know how it is. I started 7 Days to Die last night. If you think Minecraft needed a little bit more of a mature theme, then you'll probably enjoy 7 Days to Die. That's kind of what it's like. You knock down trees and you take wood to build an axe, and then you get killed by a zombie.
that's pretty much what Minecraft is already.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So there you go. It's very much, you know, it's like a Minecraft, but just, you know, a more realistic art style, and you're not building buildings in the world. You can build a structure, but you're not like digging holes and stuff. It's mostly just crafting material goods and clothes. You start the game, you're naked, which I thought was kind of weird.
That's like Rust.
I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, I guess. I'm like, where? Let's see what my character looks like. Oh, I'm not wearing any pants.
Seems like a similar game.
Yeah, okay. So I played a little bit of that last night. Maybe an hour or two.
Cool. Did you kill anything?
No, but I died a couple of times and lost all my stuff.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Sounds like the perfect game for you. What else?
Oh, that
got?
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure game is out. Eyes of Heaven. That was that game at E3 at the Bandai Namco.
Fighting area. Game.
That's what. That's the game we could not figure out what it was. Like there was the fighting game kind of menu select.
Right.
But then it looked like it was like a brawler type thing. I don't know. We stood there and watched it for like 5 minutes and could not like really discern what was going on. I enjoyed that game back on Dreamcast though. The 2D fighting game? That was a fun game.
All right. What else we got?
Inside came out.
Yeah, that's the new Limbo.
And it's getting really good reviews. I feel like $20 is too much for it, but I'm also jaded. So
I went to buy it last night, but it wasn't out yet.
No, it's out today.
Yep, I will buy it.
Good. You can buy it and tell me if I should buy it.
Yeah, I really liked Limbo, so I think I liked Limbo a lot. Shipwreck hated it, I remember. You complained Limbo? About the length and price. No, you didn't hate it. But
no, I didn't hate Limbo.
You thought it wasn't worth it.
I did.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You were like a big proponent of it being too expensive.
It was too expensive. That's fine. I'm fine with it, with all of these things.
Right. No, I'm not saying you did anything wrong.
Yeah, Limbo was good. I want to say I preferred Braid over Limbo, maybe, back then.
I preferred Limbo to Braid. I'll fight you on that one.
I think Braid did not have enough like actual platforming to it. It just felt like I was going through the motions.
Braid or Limbo?
Sorry, Limbo. Braid actually had some platforming.
Right. No, I like Limbo.
I thought Limbo was a much more fluid and interesting game.
Oh, yeah.
Although I do think the first half of the game is far superior to the second half of the game.
I like the middle third.
The game was like 2 hours long. I don't remember.
I do. But I played it twice, so that might have
something. I might have played it twice, too. It was really good. I remember that. Mm-hmm. But
That game also scares the bejesus out of my daughter. I can't turn it on when she's in the room.
This one sounds like it's more scary.
Yeah. I think, but something about those silhouettes really scares her.
Of course. Yeah. That's the idea. I think that's pretty much the idea.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I also ordered Zero Time Dilemma for it's out for 3DS and Vita. I got the Vita version. Have not played it yet.
Is that some Japanese? I
see a lot of people tweeting about that, and I have no idea what it is. So
this is the latest game in the 999 series. You're trapped in an environment with other people, escape the room type thing.
Hmm.
Hey, Wombat, what did the German guy say when you asked him if he wanted to buy Zero Time Dilemma?
Wait, I could do this. Nine, Achtung!
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That was a good, nice try, nice dad joke.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way I could be interested in Zero Time Dilemma.
it's not a horrible joke. It's like a dark Phoenix Wright type of thing, is what the gameplay is like.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not hating. I'm just making jokes. Horrible jokes. What else?
Also out for 3DS, Rubik's Cube.
I don't even want to know. I don't want to know.
You kind of want to know, though.
I don't want to know.
$5.
Stupid.
How much is a real Rubik's Cube? It's like $10, right?
I don't know. Let's find out. Rubik's
Cube. I want to say $6.99.
Cube. Let's see. Where can I buy a Rubik's Cube?
I mean,
Cube?
How could the game be better than a real Rubik's Cube? It would be pretty hard.
$8.95 for the classic Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, it's close.
Oh, yeah.
So this is cheaper.
$10.19 for Rubik's Cube. Somewhere between $9 and $10.
It better be a great Rubik's Cube game in there. Multiplayer, you think? All right, what else?
Oh, it also came out for Wii U. So, I don't know which version would be better. Also out for Wii U, Splashy Duck.
Great.
$2.
Is that a Crossy Road clone?
I no idea. I have no idea what Splashy Duck
we'll
is.
We'll never know.
I guess Mario and Sonic at the Rio 2016 Olympic Games is out as well.
Is that where you displace a whole bunch of locals?
And then you get Zika and die?
Sounds like a fun game. Oh, and you also have to kill some, a cougar that they killed? After.
Well, yeah, what happened there?
they shot the mascot after the torch ceremony.
How come?
Apparently it lashed out at someone. Like, I think it just lashed out at someone, yeah. And the guards didn't know what to do, so they just shot it.
And then...
Wow. I don't know. I wasn't there. So
I rely on you to get my news, though.
that's your first mistake.
Yes, it's fine, though.
Mm-hmm.
Saves time.
Mm.
Anything else? Technomancer.
I know some people would be... Yeah, Technomancer, that looked cool when we saw it last year at E3.
Yeah, what
I
was
thought
that
you had it. Or am I thinking of something else that was like it?
That's the first-person wizard game, right?
Yeah.
No. Technomancer is third-person RPG by Spiders, the developer who did like the Mars Warlogs and.
Oh, it has we get 64% on Metacritic.
That seems acceptable. I think that's where their games usually fall.
Okay.
And then also for Wii U, that Tokyo Mirage Sessions hashtag FE came out. That's that Fire Emblem / Shin Megami Tensei crossover.
Mm.
So I think that's right up your alley, GP, if I remember.
Right, I'm gonna wait for the reviews on that one.
I think you should just go ahead and finally get that Wii U.
Now's the time. It's not good. Oh, poor Wii U. What are they going to do? What's the Christmas marketing campaign going to be? Like, you know,
Christmas?
What What's that?
There's no Christmas. I don't know. Like, they're just going to have a big save your money for March campaign.
Yeah,
it's all about
campaign.
Easter this year.
Maybe that's what they do, a pre-order campaign for the NX, and just forget about it. I mean, because why even spend a dime on the Wii U at this point? It's a fucking complete waste of time and money. So you have to focus all your Christmas shit on the NX, right? I mean, it's supposed to come out in March?
Yep.
What else can you do? Although, I think we all know that, you know, there shouldn't be any shortages anymore. And if there are these days, it's just intentional. But hey, we'll see what happens. Did we answer this question from last week's E3 show? I can't remember or not. I left it on here because it was very important. It's from @Gigisan, and he wanted to know what the best t-shirt of E3 was.
Is it the one that you were wearing, the Last Guardian one?
No, I don't think that's the best one. I mean, that is a very good one. but I think there's, I think that Indiecade one that, or Indie Booth, what's the one that we got for Wombat that we're like, oh, we should have got those. That one.
It was something good to do with indie games.
Indie Booth. I feel like it's Indie Booth. That one looked nice.
That was a good shirt. I also liked the Mafia shirt. Mafia 3 shirt's really good.
I haven't seen that one.
You have it. It's the one that says, like, welcome to...
I think I gave that to... I think I put that in the Wombat pile.
Oh, okay.
Did I get two of those or no?
No.
No, so that's for Wombat.
Okay.
I think.
It's I a got nice the shirt.
I got the Headlander shirt, though.
The Headlander shirt, I've worn that several times already. It's a nice shirt. The quality of shirts was up this year at E3.
American Apparel in the house this year. Well represented. They make a long shirt, Wombat, which is important for a tall person like myself.
And me.
And you.
Yeah, the problem with that,
and
that
a Jawa
Sony
like
shirt,
me.
The Last Guardian one, is that it's a huge shirt. Like, I think they gave me an extra large on that. And
yeah,
it's that really thick cotton. That one's definitely not American Apparel.
That is one problem with the shirt.
What's the other? Yeah. You don't know what it says on the front of it. It's right. In kanji.
Right. My wife's like, you know, if you want to get laid, you better take that shirt off as soon as possible, and never speak of it again. Some variation of that. I haven't. I like the shirt. I don't know exactly what it says on there, but
did you ask your wife? Does she know?
I mean, at that point, I just took it off.
No. It's like you have a source you can use,
right? But you know, when you're being told that it's like a sexual kryptonite, you, at that point, it's you don't talk about it anymore. Right. Once you find out that it's persona non grata, you know, I'll save that question for another time. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds good.
Next go through
after,
on the
right after
cycle.
You've had sex.
Right, I'll let you know when that happens.
When time has stopped, then you can ask the question.
Oh boy!
Also, the tip of his dick glows.
Excuse me?
The sex criminal?
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about Cheapy for a second. I'm like, A, what happened at E3? And B, did that come in handy at some point?
Why? It glows all the time?
No, just when he's aroused.
Right, that makes sense. Sounds like this would be an interesting movie.
I bet it will get made at some point.
Yeah. Let's see. Speaking of E3, there was a couple articles going around this week, and they were going around, I think, even earlier. It was just, came up again in like a different interview. But Nintendo said that they didn't come to E3 this year because they were afraid of people stealing their NX, their hot NX ideas. What's the reality of that statement, do you think?
I think they really have some hot E3 ideas.
You do? That they don't want stolen?
Yep.
Do you think that's really it, or do you think there's no games?
I think they have like really hot ideas, like, let's put our characters in a go-kart racing game. I don't want anyone to steal that idea.
Right. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Good strategy.
That's a hot that is a hot idea that no one's thought of before.
That's true.
I think the other idea they were going to unveil, that they're going to start selling steaks at the Sharper Image. It's a hot idea.
The best cuts of beef?
The best cuts. The finest. Hot idea. Characters in go-karts. Selling steaks.
Nintendo steaks.
Nintendo steaks.
Nintendo.
It's a steak sauce now.
It's not steak sauce. Steaks.
Know,
how about...
I needed to fit the syllables in, and that's what came out.
Right.
Otherwise, it's a steak now.
It's a prime cut of beef.
There you go. Nintendo. It's a T-bone now.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know. That seems like kind of BS to me.
It seems scary to me because that means they're off in wacky land again, potentially here.
No, I don't think so. I still think we're right about it.
Didn't they said something about like it being a control experience or something that I don't know. Where was it? The controller will be a complete departure from those of past consoles.
Great. Perfect. Maybe the controller is the portable part of it. So think of it like a 3DS, but that's the controller for the console. But that's not really a complete departure, is it?
I think they just have to say something right now. I really hope it's not a complete departure because my hands have not completely departed from being hands. No matter how much Nintendo wants my hands to be something else, they are in fact just hands.
All games will be controlled by the vitality sensor now. You wear one on every finger and you can just, you know, tap your fingers a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. I still think it's just a portable system that it will stream off of, but that seems like it's too advanced for Nintendo. I don't know. I'm still sticking with that. The portable system that streams off a home console.
I don't want to be too negative on it because we haven't seen it, but at the same time, it just feels like they're hiding something and everybody's going to, like, when they reveal it, like, both Sony and Microsoft will be like, ah, okay. We're not going to do that. Like, it just seems...
like Wii U all over again?
Yeah. It seems like they're trying to hide something.
They can't fuck this up twice in a row. Usually they get it right at some point. Right? Now's the time to get one right.
Mm-hmm. I hope they do.
I think a portable system that shares like the same exact operating system as the home console... It has to be streaming, though. It has to, I mean, because the portable system's just not going to be powerful enough to stream today's sort of high-end games. And I think, you think Nintendo is abandoning the high-end game thing and they're basically going to go with something as powerful as maybe, I don't know. The Xbox, the Wii U is an Xbox 360, basically?
It's in that range, yeah. I think the NX is going to be more powerful than Xbox One and PS4. But at the same time,
you do. How do you get? But here's the question:
more powerful than the Xbox One, I do.
Here's my question:
not more powerful than the Scorpio?
No,
no, nothing.
No way.
Because nothing is more powerful than
the thing that doesn't exist.
Scorpio.
It's unlimited. It has unlimited power.
It has so much power, it actually requires 3 outlets to use it. That's
you,
what they
you actually
you.
Can't plug it into a house.
No, you have to plug it in. You need one of those like carport chargers for an electric car.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It dims the lights on the whole
neighborhood. It goes into your washer-dryer port.
Exactly.
Wait, no. So here's my question, seriously. If the NX is really a portable system and a home system that shares the same games, if it's as powerful as a PS4 and or an Xbox One, the portable version of that, it can't really exist unless it's just streaming the stuff over a network, right? It can't really have that much processing.
Yeah, I mean, the best hope you have is that it would scale down like a low-end PC versus a high-end PC. So you
right,
get something
okay. So you wouldn't have to stream
the PS3 to the Vita type of thing.
So it goes from looking like you're playing it on your TV, and then you pull it off, and it looks like you're playing it on Atari Lynx.
Well, you don't need it to be running at that high of a resolution when the screen is only 4 or 5 inches, right? Well, maybe you do. I don't. Who knows? Maybe not quite as high. I don't
we'll
know, but then
wait
it sounds complicated for Nintendo.
We're also talking about something that we've not seen. So,
but we're talking about something that we sort of want to exist, I think. Like, I would be interested in a shared ecosystem between a Nintendo home console and a portable console. That's a real downer for me that Nintendo always, not a downer, but so dissuades me from buying into this. So they have the home system and they have the portable version. They have different games come out on each one. And I don't know. I feel like if I was getting you know, a portable game and a home game when I buy these games. I think that's a better deal. And I could be more interested in that.
Okay.
You would also be interested if it came with like a digital encyclopedia on it.
No.
Just education right there for you.
Well, you know, they should make some sort of education, build some educational shit into their devices. I mean, that's, they're always talking about quality of life and trying to make money off of that. I mean, isn't education quality of life? There's no sensor for it that you could sell, but I don't know. I think that would be great for Nintendo. What do we got here? Oh, this is a pretty good deal I saw for if you're looking for an Xbox One. I mean, there's crazy Xbox One deals right now. You're basically getting an Xbox One for $230, I think. Whether it's just $230 or gift card deals. But if you buy a Surface Pro 4 from the Microsoft store, you get a free Xbox One.
Aren't those like $1,500 though?
No, they're like $900, I think, is the cheapest one that you can get an Xbox for. That's pretty. That seems cheap to me. Doesn't that seem like a good deal?
I don't know.
$900 and you get a Surface Pro 4 and an Xbox One?
I feel like they're just giving away Xbox Ones with everything at this point. So
well, my car wash is giving one away for free with one wash.
Come on. I think Microsoft really, they got to get those,
really what?
Get these off the shelves so they get the S's out there and then they can have their Christmas marketing campaign, which I think is good for them. I mean, hey, you gotta rally around something. Is Sony's, where's Sony's 4K thing? That's not coming out this year?
We don't know.
No, that's next year.
That's next year. So that's something good for Microsoft. They can say 4K in their ads, even though it doesn't mean 4K gaming, but people don't know that. People will be very confused by that, and they'll think there's a lot of 4K content. So maybe they can get something going with that.
They can say HDR and have virtually nobody have any idea what that means.
Right.
It sounds impressive.
Right. It sounds like I want that, but I really don't know what it is. They didn't show what it is at E3, as far as I know.
I mean, we know what it is because we had to go Google it afterwards. But
I don't know if my TV has it, even though I have a 4K TV. I probably don't have it because, of course, I don't have it.
You have to buy an HDR adapter for like $3,000.
I don't think that's a real thing.
I don't either. I'm just making
it up. How about glasses? HDR glasses?
Oh, yeah, they sell those. They're $75 a pair.
Perfect. Oh, that's a deal compared to the adapter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, the adapter is crazy expensive. Because
it just depends on if you have a big family or not. I mean, right. if you have more than four people in your family, you want to go adapter.
Right. Ben Kachera's family, they're definitely going adapter. Yeah, I don't know what that is, HDR, really. The lighting, right? Dynamic range lighting.
What kind of TV do you have?
I have a Samsung.
Samsung what?
I don't know. 65-inch?
I'm going to guess yours does not have it since you've had it for a couple years over a year. Right?
No, I bought it when we moved to the city. So, yeah. I don't know.
It might. It looks like the HDR TVs came out in around November. If I'm reading the internet.
November of what?
2015.
No, I bought it long before that.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, then you're screwed.
Great.
I'm looking at pictures of canceled Disney Infinity figures now. The Goofy one looked really nice.
Which one?
Goofy.
Oh, fuck Goofy. He doesn't need a figure.
I have no interest in fucking Goofy.
Where are we here? Oh, Pac-Man 256. I want to hear about that.
I've been playing a lot of this on Xbox One. It's $5.
I don't understand why would I pay for this game. I have it on two consoles.
Shipwreck's going to tell you why. Just listen.
You have it. You have mobile versions of this, right?
I have it on mobile and I have it on my Amazon Fire.
But?
You have four-player co-op now. And you have...
Ta-da!
Yeah. So it comes with four-player co-op. It comes with all of the stuff that you could buy, all the different themes and everything from the mobile version. So for $5, it's it's definitely worth it. I've put about 6 hours into it already.
Have you played with your wife?
I have not yet.
Would she like that? I'm trying to wonder if Mrs. Chibi would like that.
I think she would enjoy it somewhat, because it's still very casual, and one person can do a lot of the damage on their own.
Nice.
Because you share the power-ups when you pick them up.
Maybe I'll get it to play with Sabrina.
Yeah, it's I mean, for $5, you really can't go that wrong with it.
You can. It's four players.
I don't know. I could buy a Happy Meal with
but
that.
But the whole family can play together.
Yeah, but I hate my family.
Four players.
I picture an ad of the Wombat family just happy there on the couch playing Pac-Man.
Yeah, laughing.
Like those old ads where it just showed the people on the couch but not the actual game itself. Just kind of the light from the TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You're leaning into each other. You have the controller at like an angle.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. The other great thing about it is it's all on like the D-pad or the left analog stick. So you can drink a beer while you play. It's pretty fantastic.
Nice. Yeah, but I'm going to buy that. PC corner.
Well, you skipped some stuff. Whoa,
I did? What did I skip?
They canceled Xbox Fitness.
Where are you?
They're getting rid of it by the end of the year, I believe. It's all gone.
Oh, well, they never really figured out what they wanted to do with that thing.
And it was a really good idea and a really good program. It's a shame that it never caught on. I don't know where the ball... Oh, they just didn't... it's not that the ball was dropped. They just never did anything with it.
Well, Kinect is the ball that was dropped.
Mm.
And then people aren't buying a video game console to exercise.
For a pay-per-view exercise service? Why not? Yeah. It was great when it was free. And then once it wasn't free anymore...
Oh, my God. A raccoon just walked by my window. Wow. I saw the tail and everything. Wow, that freaked me out.
You only need to be freaked out if it's during the day walking by you.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's sick?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Rabies.
He's not going to come in, I hope.
I don't know. Did he knock on the door?
I don't know.
You have to invite them in.
Knock on the door. Excuse me, sir, can I come in for a moment? No, you're a raccoon. I am not a raccoon. How dare you? And he hides his tail underneath his overcoat. That's what raccoons do, right?
This one was a little smaller one.
Oh, that's a baby coon.
It's the okay. Scout.
I'm okay.
Did you see they also delayed the Arkham remasters?
Did they just announce that? Like an E3?
Yep. They just announced it, and it's already been delayed indefinitely.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
I cared.
You're not going to play that again.
I thought it was surprising that they announced it just to delay it within a couple of months.
I meant the game. I don't care about the game. The news is interesting.
Yeah, the news is interesting. Did you download the Halo 5 update?
I haven't. I haven't done that.
I did it before the show, but it didn't finish in time for me to play it. But, we should all play. Halo 5 Firefight, or whatever it's called. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
All right.
Sounds like we're all set. Shipwreck, do you even have this game?
Yeah, I have Halo 5.
We're never going to play this.
No, never. But it would be fun if we could play and get other, CAG people to do it with us.
I would do that.
I'm going on a Chicago vacation.
I know you're going to Chicago. You're going to have the beef sandwich.
We'll wait for you to get back.
Get to drown yourself in Jardinere.
I'm already mapping out all of the retro video game shops / gummy bear factories on the way to Chicago. I know all the places to stop on the way there.
How many gummy bear factories are there?
There's one.
Okay. Are you driving? Are you driving to Chicago from Cincinnati?
Yeah, it's a 4.5-5 hour drive.
Yeah, it's not so bad. I'm supposed to be driving to Maine in August, and that's 10 hours.
That sounds like a long time with two kids in the car.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm already ready to kill myself. So
this is why we need the self-driving cars. Because think about how much better that trip would be if you didn't have to fucking pay attention to the road for those 10 hours.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you could put
your kids in
the
bucket
other car
for my kids to pee in.
Anything's better than having to pay attention to the road. Mm-hmm.
That's not my problem with a 10-hour drive.
What's your problem?
The children.
Yeah, but it's
children.
Yeah, but you could if you could sit there with them and just, you know, hang out with them, it'd be fine, right?
I'm not that entertaining.
You're pretty entertaining, and you could, you know, you could all hang out and it would be fine. But because you have to pay attention to the road and make sure your family's safe, it's very stressful for you and you can't really have fun. It's not going to be fun for you.
Well,
that's why we need the self-driving cars.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah. That way everybody could look at their phone and ignore each other like they do everywhere else. I wanted to go talk about PC stuff. I got an inside guy at SteelSeries, and they sent me the new Rival 700 mouse.
Nice.
This thing lights up, so it complements my light up SteelSeries keyboard that I bought myself. Yeah, it's pretty good. It also has a you can make like a white animated pixel thing in the top left corner of the mouse. You can customize that.
Is this wireless?
It's not wireless. No serious gaming mouse is really wireless these days.
I go with the wireless one just because I can then could sit on my couch and do it.
Right, right. I have a wireless one, but I don't really do sit on my couch and do it anymore. But yeah, it's nice. And I have the, it uses that Steel Engine software, and you can make that shit all light up. What this one also is supposed to do that's pretty neat is it has like a motor inside it. So if you're playing a game that supports it, which I think there's only three that support it now. You can have it vibrate like when certain events are happening in the game, like when your cooldowns are up. I really want this shit to have, it's called GameSense, and I really wish it had more support than just Counter-Strike Go and Dota and Minecraft. We need Overwatch in there as soon as possible.
What the hell is that game?
That's all I play.
I don't even know what that is. Is that new?
Was it 10 million people, Wombat? They just came out with
10 million people, so it's one of those games that's I guess it must be free for children. 10 million children play it?
$60, dude. Fucking $60.
$60.
They came out with the competitive play now, like the ranked play. Just came out today.
Is it number one on Steam, I assume, still?
It's not on Steam, my friend.
It's not on it's on the other thing.
Right. Battle.net.
Yes, I guess it would be. Is it number one on Battle.net?
Yes,
more than World of Warcraft?
10 million of them. So many, Wombat.
They said 10 million people had logged into play. That doesn't mean 10 million people bought it. Okay,
I know, but it's. I mean, they don't have any other new releases right now. I mean, they have Hearthstone. Could be more people playing Hearthstone.
I don't see people on my console playlist playing it anymore. It doesn't mean that people aren't playing it on consoles. I'm just saying.
Right.
I don't know if people still are playing it on consoles much. I'd be very curious to know.
I don't know.
Me neither. Because there isn't really much.
Still put out that list of.
He hasn't done that in like 5 years.
Oh, no? Can you get on that? Special edition?
I was actually thinking about that today, too. Like, too bad Major Nelson doesn't put out that list. I'm very curious to know what the...
Because you were thinking of Overwatch?
With the console activity, yeah. Because people keep... Because every time you ask people, what do you think... Do you have questions for the CAG bag? I get 5 questions from people with me tagged in it going, tell Wombat why he's so wrong about Overwatch. And I don't know that I am. So, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
I might be getting tired of it, but I did unlock a really good skin today. I got the devil skin for Mercy, which is probably one of the best skins.
Is it the best skin?
It's not the best skin, but it's one of the best.
Is it the best skin?
The problem is that you're a devil, so you're red and you really stand out. Because everybody's looking for, you know, the red outline on your character. Now your whole character is red. So you're a pretty good target, I think, as with that skin. But it's very sexy.
And that's what you want people to think when they see you. That GPD, he's very sexy.
Even though I can't see it, except when I've been killed or... Yeah, I think that's pretty much it when I'm watching the kill cam. Yeah, I like it, though.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I am still... Yeah, it's all I play. I play. I have
No, that game got a real boost, but with the delay of No Man's Sky.
Well, you think so?
I do. What else is there? What's the new thing that came out? Inside, which came out today.
Right, that's going to be a short affair.
Yeah, which is, yeah, single player, relatively short. Like, you can play that game and then go back to Overwatch. So there's really not much competition there. But No Man's Sky is a game that's, you know, a time sinker from everything we've seen.
I want it. Let's get that going. Can we finish that and ship it out?
August.
All right. I'm ready now, though.
Mm-hmm.
Get me away from... save me from Overwatch. Please.
I mean, that'll basically be it, right? Once Overwatch... Or maybe you'll get into the new modes in Halo. But I doubt that.
Yeah, I don't know why... I don't know why I'm addicted to Overwatch.
It's fine.
It's the loot thing. It's the loot crate. It's like a human... It's not fair. They're preying on human weakness. Right, Shipwreck? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It should be illegal, right? Is that what... Sure. Don't you agree?
That's why I keep playing Steppy Pants.
I keep playing Steppy Pants. I think you and I are fairly close on leaderboards.
I'm at 240 now. Check again.
Oh, wow. We were once fairly close on leaderboards.
That's the way Not it always bad. Is with Shipwreck in those games.
I know. It's like as soon as I get really close to him, then all of a sudden he's like, oh, I have to get double my score. Otherwise, otherwise Wombat will think he's good at something.
Like, I just wait until... I see somebody get a score that's interesting to me, and then I play some more.
Yeah, because you're at 240, and I'm at 113, and that's better than me.
113's good, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've traveled further than you. I've done... Yeah, I have 5,718 meters to your 4,750 meters, so I have 1,000 meters on you.
You have played this game more than I have. Wow.
Yeah, it's one of the two games I play on the train now. It's that and Disney Crossy Road. Those are the really only two games I play on the train.
It has that hook to it, too, like where, you know, like every 6 hours, like, I'll just turn it on real quick just to see what little, like, grab bag thing I get.
Basically, it's like, oh, when I get on the train in the morning, I'll have free stuff. When I get on the train on my way home, I'll have free stuff. So it kind of works. And that's why I play stuff. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. I've unlocked a lot of costumes in the Steppy Pants.
I'm waiting for the Xbox One version.
It seems like it could happen.
I don't know how it would work.
Analog Pants. Stick? Or triggers, maybe?
I don't know.
Different trigger for each leg?
That would be a pain. I don't think I'd enjoy that. I just want the soundtrack to play throughout my house, though, so it might be worth it just for that.
Oh, that's the soundtrack? I like it. I'm in.
It's good. It's very good.
All right, how about the CAG bag? Let's wrap it up. I'm tired.
Okay.
Played a lot of ping pong today. And I walked a lot.
No one cares about your problems. Just read the questions.
It wasn't a problem. Just saying. Just read the questions. At RedTank2K6 asks, who among you has an Xbox One Elite controller? Do you consider it a good gaming investment?
Who among you?
Who among you has an X? Now, listen, is it an investment? In what way? I mean, it's a very good controller. It's an excellent controller.
It's an investment in having a good time.
It's an investment in enjoying your gaming time a little more. Is it an investment? Is it something that I think the value is going to go up over the years? No, I don't think that's a good investment in that way. But if you...
I don't think it's making me better at esports.
No, I didn't. I don't think it even made me. Yeah, I don't think it made me better at anything. But it feels like it's going to make me better.
Use it with your PC? Is it PC compatible?
Yeah, you can. You can just plug in a cable. I think there's an adapter or two. I think I have it somewhere.
You have one too, right, Wombat?
I do not.
Oh, you do not. Okay. Among us.
I'm not elite enough.
But they sold a million of these.
I'm not one in a million. What do you want from me?
I'm surprised Sony hasn't come out with one of these yet.
I am too. What's taking so long here?
Yeah, there's a market. I mean, look, especially
here's
Sony.
Here's my theory. The new console,
yeah,
the Neo,
yeah, comes with
is
going to
come
controller.
Bundled. Is going to come bundled with its version of the Elite controller.
Crazy,
you have to sell, you have to sell them separate.
Well, also,
yeah, like,
yeah, yeah.
That's
I like
a long
that.
Ways
idea.
Off though for these, like.
That's you're gonna have to wait till March, dude, or whenever it comes out.
I feel like Sony has a better chance to even better chance to sell like an upgraded controller or console than Microsoft does. I mean, they have more diehard fans that'll buy whatever they put out, you know. And especially if you make a good case, you know, why not? Like, you know, I think so.
They're selling these things for $150 each.
Yeah, there's a reason like, why.
What you think they're at least doubling what it costs them to make this thing, right?
Yeah, I think this is a good margin. There's a good margin there.
You think they made $70 million off of this so far?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what their deal was. I don't even know. Is this made by them? I guess it is made by them.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is good.
Ooh, it's on sale on Amazon.
How much?
$148.
I think I saw Costco or Sam's or somebody had them for $123. One of those stores.
Sony could sell a million of these too at $150. Come on, let's do it.
Probably more.
Yeah, definitely more.
If you just said, "Hey, this one comes with a battery that lasts longer than 5 hours,"
right? The Sony fan will buy two of these fuckers. You know?
Oh, it's not sold by Amazon. I hate things that aren't sold by Amazon. Anyway,
at Let's Get Acid writes in and asks, why is Sony dropping Ustream support from the PS4? Probably nobody's using it, I'm guessing. Twitch. People like Twitch. Right?
Yeah, last time I used Twitch, which was, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? I did it on my PS4, yep.
And maybe people are showing stuff, naughty stuff on Ustream, and it's not as well moderated as Twitch. That could also be possible.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Overwatch already. At Said Enough Games asks, how cheap do you think the sales will be for the Xbox One as the Xbox One S gets closer to release?
$999.99.
No, I mean, it's like I said, it's at like $230 now, basically, with gift cards
that's
or
a, that's
even
a dentist's favorite price.
Yeah. Chinese
Come on,
dentist.
That was cute.
Chinese dentist.
I know.
That's the joke though.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
$230.
Right.
I'm not racist.
Well, we're all a little racist. how cheap? I mean, $200, I think. $199.99. Got to get, there's a lot. Think about all those variations. How many bundles did Microsoft put out? Xbox One bundles. They come in all shapes and sizes with all kinds of games. Got to get rid of all
those
things.
Do you think they have a $199.99, well, I'm just going to say $200 holiday bundle and what comes packed in with it?
No. You don't.
Think that they're gonna just clear the shelves of what's
yeah,
there.
Yeah. You got to clear that shit out. You want to get the new hotness out. You want to talk 4K. You want
the 1 terabyte elite one? Would that still be? That would be what two? I don't even know how much that one is now.
It's already been on sale.
Yeah,
that one's not going to be $200, but
no.
But no, I think they want to get rid of all these. I think they want to get the new ones out so they can start saying 4K, 4K, 4K as soon as possible before Sony can. And they have a little window there. They have a good price still at $300. I don't know. It's something. Gears of War, hey? Yeah, Forza, come on. That's not a big enough seller, really. But...
Mm-mm.
Yeah, $200 is the answer to the question. All right, that's it for this week's show. Let's mention Long Island Retro. Why don't you guys come to Long Island Retro on August 13th and watch us do a live CADcast? Go to liretro.com. The tickets
Shipwreck
are cheap.
Will be there.
Shipwreck is coming.
And he'll be there.
All of these things are true.
He'll be stopping time with his penis. Yeah, it should be fun.
Oh, we gotta find out about the fabulous bundle that GameStop has going right now. In the
what is it?
Did you not see this? The pre-owned previous generation Blast from the Past hardware bundle?
No, I haven't.
What is it?
Okay, so it's for pre-owned for $159.99. You get a PlayStation 3 160 gig slim model.
Okay.
You get an Xbox 360 with the detachable 20 gig hard drive. And you get a Nintendo Wii.
Why would I want that? They're just
fantastic.
Trying to get rid of these things.
$160
for the bad Xbox 360, the red ring of fun.
Uh-huh. Red ring of fun. Were the Slims the one that had the yellow light of death? I don't remember.
Wow. Good and job.
Meh.
Good job.
They know what they're doing, Wombat.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
The best thing they ever did was put toys in their store.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. Follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. What else? Did you do a new Uninformed Opinions this week?
No. Christian was unavailable.
Unavailable opinions?
Unavailable opinions.
All right. Well, that's it for this week. We'll see you next week.
Bird's done.
Now, on your breakfast table, Donkey Kong Brand cereal.
Crunchy bears of corn, cold breakfast. Donkey Kong, woo! Donkey Kong cereal.
The sweet, crunchy corn taste will drive you ape.
You love the crunch. Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong cereal. Crunchy barrels are part of corn breakfast.
It's part of this complete breakfast.
Donkey Kong cereal, you love the crunch.